All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. Do y'all hear the brotherhood? Let them sing it again. What? Boom. Let me easy.
ever. Welcome, family, to Let's Talk Jesus with Pastor E here live at the Now Network Studios. Amen. Family, our forum is to discuss and discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. And yes, we will share with different opinions and different perspectives, but we will all come together in one accord about Jesus. And yes, no matter how sinful or broken you are, Jesus loves you and Jesus wants to and is able to transform your life. Doesn't matter how big, how small, sin is sin, but God can forgive you when you confess. Yes, Jesus will forgive your sins. He'll heal your wounds. He'll change the whole direction of your life. He'll make you into a righteous person when you start to practice righteous followings. And yes, following Jesus always involves sharing his love with others who need him. Yes, the moment I met Jesus, I immediately had the privilege that had been given to me to do the most important thing I've ever done, and that's tell somebody about the Jesus that can save you just like he saved me. And yes, we're asking you to get involved. This is your hour to join the discussion, join the topic, get involved. Let's talk Jesus. Amen. Well, family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. We are continually honored to be a part of this covenant that God has started with each and every one of us as we decrease of self and as we allow God to move. I'm really encouraged tonight. Now, tonight we have a special in-studio guest, our brother from San Diego, California, Minister Ali is on board tonight, and we want to bring him on in. What's up, my brother? Amen. Wait a minute. I thought that was his number. Okay. He's not here right now. So Pastor is going to continue to, I was not even having a topic what we would be talking about tonight because we had a guest and I know he was going to share some things tonight. So I'm going to ask you, dial one now. Give me a topic. What do you want to talk about Jesus about tonight? Come on, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, dial one. Get involved now. Help Pastor E out. Let's get it sparked up. If not, I'm going to take off these headphones, turn to the right so I can get my manual. Let's see what thus says the Lord. No, I'm not going to throw you under the bus tonight, family. I'm going to be obedient. And I'm just going to be obedient. How about that? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to, if you don't mind, so I can be a little bit more prepared. I'm going to play another song, and I'm going to ask you not to hang up. I'm going to ask you to do this for me, to invite one person to get on this broadcast and let's spark up the communication on Let's Talk Jesus. We need a go-in song. Hold on. We need a go-in song because we're finna go in. Yes, we're finna go in. Come on, worship with me this morning, this evening. And know that when you recognize the peace that comes without any obstacle, without any distraction, it comes from God. But you got to make it personal tonight. Come on, sing it.
You are my king.
Let's get some worship going on tonight. Let's talk Jesus.
You are my king.
Is he your peace tonight?
You are my peace.
And
I worship thee. You are my peace.
Make it personal. Say, you're my peace. Oh, I know you're getting your worship on right now. Say, you're my peace, and I worship thee. Hallelujah. Welcome to Let's Talk Jesus. Family, I'm excited to continue to sow into the lives of those that God has put in my life. And I thank God that I've been chosen to anoint thy head with oil. I thank God that I've been chosen to share the revelation word with you and to come in agreement. I'm so thankful that we're ready in and out of season. I'm so thankful that we're not about schedules. I'm so thankful that we're not about dates and guests and things like that. We are dedicated to God in every area of our lives. So we thank you today, Heavenly Father God, for this platform. We thank you for this opportunity, and we thank you that it's not by our own agenda, and we thank you it's not by our own way, our own will, or our own thoughts, Lord, but it's by your Spirit. So Lord, move, take over anything that is not pleasing, anything that is not in agreement, anything that is not conducive to what you would have. Remove it. And now fill us with your love. Fill us with your Spirit. Fill us with your anointing. That, Lord, we can receive from you today a new word. something never, ever, 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 ever heard, done, talked about before. That, Lord, it's not by power, it's not by might, but by your will, your spirit, it is done here on earth as it is in heaven. And we worship you. Oh, and we worship you. Oh, Lord, we worship you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Amen. We were about to talk about spiritual blessings, but we're going to shift. We're going to take a shift right now. We're going to be obedient to the Holy Spirit, and we're going to be led that we can follow, my God, that we can be obedient to God. Not about self, not about what we want to talk about, not about the page that our finger landed on, but about the word of God going forward and having that total agreement of one. The total agreement of God's will, the total agreement of his honor today. I want you to turn your Bibles with me to John chapter 4. John chapter 4. We're going to be talking about spiritual balancing, and we'll get to that. There'll be another time for that word. But tonight we want to listen. John chapter 4. We know the story. We know the Samaria woman. We know how he made a statement of clarity to our position and to where we should be standing. To know Jesus is to have a relationship with Jesus. To know Jesus and to be able to even have the opportunity to talk about him, you have to have a relationship with him. A relationship doesn't just come just because you say I'm saved and just because you... No, we're not going to go there. That's not just to, for us to say we're saved and for us to take advantage. It's really for us to have a relationship with God that is honorable and is set apart. See, the relationship with God cannot be like a relationship with each other. It can't be like a relationship with your husband or your wife or with your children or your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your cousin. It has to be something totally separate. See, worship is defined as reverence offered to a divine being. Extravagant respect and devotion offered to a divine object or thing. Now, worship for us, the only thing that matters is what? God. We have to know that, number one, worship is not just a word. It is an action of respect. See, when you respect God, it's the act of giving him your particular attention. Respect. You know, you respect your boss, or you respect anybody that's sowing into your life, or you respect this, you respect that. You respect them because you give them particular attention. See, attention is when you are now ready to attend, not just paying, selectively attending or pretending to attend. It means that you selectively attend to God. That grows now. See, worship grows your consciousness because you're aware of his presence. Oh, my God. When you become aware of his presence, that means you're alert, you're alive, you're awake. You're having the knowledge of something vigilant, and you're drawing the interferences away, and you're getting in a climate, an atmosphere to be solely focused on God. See, your attention has to be on the object, and the object can't be anything else but God. God has to be the object. Let me tell you why. Because you can't be preoccupied with anything else. To truly worship God in spirit and in truth, you have to be focused. You have to be honoring. You have to be willing to be taught. And you have to, watch this, have such a high esteem of God that when you speak his name, you know you know the trembling that comes with it because of the honor you have for him. No, we're not afraid of God, but we fear God, for his power is so mighty. And when you worship him, you don't take it lightly. I'm going to touch out to someone in the spirit right now that has been doubting and questioning God for something that the world is responsible for. God was not at fault. And we have to stop disrespecting him that he was. Why did he do it? Why would God let that happen? God did not let it happen. But we can make decisions and choices now to not let things burden us or not let things separate us from God. Because, you know, the Bible says we serve a jealous God. Jealousy in a definition is intolerant of rivalry. Now, you are married, you have or you're dating, and your significant other is now approached by a man or a woman, depending on if you're the man and she's the woman. Or you're the man or the woman, whichever one is standing here today. And someone comes up and automatically wants to buy them the food and wants to carry their plate to the table and ask, can they sit next to them? Automatically, you are now going to be dealing with jealousy. Now, jealousy, some people have gotten mistaken to when you're obsessive and when you're overbearing and when you have so much guilt in you that you think everybody else is doing you wrong. That is not jealousy. Jealousy is something I believe should be natural between two that are joined. There should be no tolerance for any rivalry. So it's not wrong to be jealous. It's wrong to be obsessive. Because we serve a jealous God who is intolerable of any rivalry. He doesn't take any unfaithfulness. He is hostile towards rivalry. He's vigilant in guarding his possession. I dare somebody to even share this with somebody on Facebook. They need to get on here. This word is for somebody tonight to know that God is a jealous God. He does not accept your man being over him. He does not accept your children getting first place over him. He does not accept your whatever. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He really does not accept you getting in front of him. We go, yeah. You thought worship would just, lift your hands, people, sing a song. No, worship is honoring and respecting God so much to give him the best praise. See, when you give God your best praise, that means you express the greatest approval for everything that's been done. And your name wasn't even on it. To exalt him, the next level of you see, you can't stay still with praise. You got to go to a next level of exalting him. That's when you raise him up in honor. Because you know that now you can be thankful. Oh, my God. That's when you express your gratitude. Thank you, Jesus. For Pastor, blessing Pastor Dwayne. Bless you for Pastor, blessing Pastor Ann. God bless you for Pastor, for blessing Minister Terry. Bless you for blessing Minister Rhonda. Bless you for blessing Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Bless you for blessing all of my covenant partners. Bless you for blessing Minister Kimberly. Bless you for blessing everybody on this network in this season with greater love, greater hope, greater desire, greater purpose to worship you and to worship you sincerely. And you know that when you are now worshiping him sincerely, you are not disqualified anymore. You have the right to the tree of life. What's the tree of life? Jesus Christ. He said, if you abide in me and I abide in you, now anything you ask, you shall receive. That's life. That's abundance. He says your fruit will be multiplied. He says your basket will be full. You won't be in lack because you will be full of the Holy Spirit. See, when you are worshiping God, You're now allowing the Spirit to come alive. You're now allowing God to move through worship. Oh, no, go ahead and open up that portal. Go ahead and open up that throughput. Go ahead and open up that wave. That now you got steps to bond. You're taking steps to bonding with God. See, worship is knowing God personally. Worship is knowing God through sound. Worship is knowing God through relation. Worship is knowing God through sacrifice. And you have to know that the power and the anointing has to be a part. Oh, my God. And when you sacrifice, now you are now stepping into a zone to say, you know what? I want to see better. I have an expectancy spirit now. I'm speaking life into my life. I have a testimony I can't share on this line. If any of my covenant partners that know me one-on-one, I want you to call me tonight. I got a big news for you. God is dropping stuff right now. He'd be like, give me some. No, it ain't about money. I wish it was. Because, you know, when I grow, you grow too. But God is moving. You know why? Because I'm speaking movement. You know why? Because it's not about me. You know why? Because it's about God. It's about Him. Ooh, the awesome God. See, I got my hands lifted because I can worship Him and say, thank you for using me. Thank you for anointing me. Thank you for making way. Thank you for opening doors. Oh, thank you for closing doors. Thank you for keeping doors open. And it's not my call, because whatever God has for me is God's call, not mine. I'm just obedient to walk through. See, that's worship. That you honor Him in everything you do. I'm speaking new businesses and new clients and new jobs and new offers and new. I'm speaking everything into this ministry now, that everything that's been shut down, open now. Everything that was supposed to be released, release it now. That they weren't obedient, now I'm gonna speak it into existence. They're gonna have no other choice but to release it. Release. See, you can speak into existence through your words, but you have to know that release didn't have nothing to do about me and my desires. Those are the things that God has put in place. Don't you know today, and I'm talking to everybody under the sound of my voice, whether live on broadcast, online, listening to it on the archives, listening to it in Spanish. There are things that God spoke to be released in your life that are still in holding. Even if the person may be deceased and not here anymore. Those things that God spoke into your life are still in holding. I dare you to start speaking them into existence. Call them back out. No, not past things. I'm talking about now things. Everything God has done is finished and complete. It can't be changed. It can't be added to. It can't be distorted. But you can call it out right now. Call your finances to become blessed. Call your business to become blessed. Call your family to become blessed. Call your health to become blessed. Call it out. Those things that are in waiting right now, God is telling me prophetically to tell you, call it out. I'm calling her name out because I can. Minister Terry, God said, don't call it out. Pull it out. Pour from heaven the things that He's already called your name for and receive them now in the mighty name of Jesus. Pastor Dwayne, you've been calling them out. Call them out louder. I'm throwing you under the bus tonight. I'm being obedient. Call them out louder, man of God. No. That's not loud enough. Call them out louder. Speak those things that have been already released by God, and somebody else had to be in place. You know I'm telling the truth. There's people that were supposed to release it that said they ain't ready. There was people that were supposed to release it that said, oh, what about me? There was people that was supposed to release everything they had to give to you. God was going to bless them triple-fold, but they still are broke because they wouldn't release the little to you to get the much. Oh, call it out right now in the name of Jesus. Minister Chip, keep pulling. Pull it down. Pull it down. Come on, pull it harder. Not hard enough. Pull it. Y'all say, Pastor, he's crazy. Yes, I am. I'm lit, because that's what worship results in. The divine word of God. Watch this. John chapter 4. Verse 9. Then it says, then the woman of Samaria said to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Now, I want you guys to remember, Jesus did not come for the Gentiles, the Samaritans, or anyone else. He did have three different instances with Gentiles that he showed himself. But don't you remember, he always told them, don't tell nobody. I'm here for my people. He was here for the Jews. Back to this. Watch this. If you don't believe me, Google it. For Jews have no dealing with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. The woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than the father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and the livestock? Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. Oh, my God, it's getting there. Watch this. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. Somebody better stop right there. I told you, you should have invited somebody. They need to hear that. That they will be given everlasting life springing up into. See, it didn't spring down. It didn't spring from left to right. He says springing up into everlasting life. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water. Oh, wait a minute. He said something in the anointing that got her excited. She said, sir, give me this water that I may not thirst nor come here to draw. Jesus said to her, go, call your husband and come here. He already knew. This is a setup. The woman, he wants to know if you're going to tell him the truth, especially when you thirsty. The woman answered him and says, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, you have well said, I have no husband. For you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now, the one whom you know have is not your husband. Is that you spoke truly? The woman said to him, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worship on this mountain, and you Jews said that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship. Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour is coming. Somebody tell me when the hour is. Now, the hour is coming. The woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming. See, you better look at what time it is. But the hour is coming, and now is when. I didn't make this up. I know y'all know I'm Mr. Now, but I did not make this up. Yes, I gravitate to now, but I didn't make this up. But the hour is coming, and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. See, your relationship is contingent on spirituality. You cannot worship him in truth without the spirit. And you cannot have the spirit without the truth. Ooh, Jesus. What's the truth? That Jesus came in the form of man and died for our sins. That's the truth. Don't water it down. Don't try to change it. Don't whip it and say, well, that was for back then, 2,500 years ago. That was for right now, for you to believe. And when you believe, now you can enter in, because you've left the available side. I'm truly believing that everyone has the availability to come on over. But until you make the decision to believe, you don't have access. You're twiddling your thumbs. You're going around and around and around and around, and you're ending up nowhere because you haven't made the soul sold out choice to speak it into existence that you are a child of God and that you're here to worship him. You're here to honor him. And you're here to give him your best. Oh, my God. And now he's going to give you his best. because you can feel the freedom now. You can feel the anointing now. You can feel the spirit now who dwells in you. Oh, no, you're no longer the same. No. Don't accept the same. Don't go for it. Don't let the enemy trick you again. Don't let him tell you that you're no good. Don't let him tell him that you're not worshiping. Because the Bible says the hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers. Will you be a true worshiper? That's when you're really talking about Jesus. When you become a true worshiper. That says I worship him in spirit, through relationship, and in truth, through his son. The truth that his son died for me. The truth. And the truth is that it's not his fault, it's mine. The truth hurts is when you take on your own cross. Because now you understand that you must bear this cross daily. And you must continue to shout with a loud triumphing sound that Jesus is Lord and it's not his fault. Let Jesus off the hook of all the blame and give him the credit that he is. The first, the last, the beginning, and the end. Give him the credit that he is the Alpha and the Omega. Give him the credit that he can fix it. Give him the credit that he will. Now, when you're ready to fix yourself. See, worship is important in relationship because it's just not making noise. Oh, yes, we want to worship him in spirit and truth. Yes, we want to honor him with song. Yes, we want to honor him with the sound. But it starts with the relationship side first. You must abide in him where he finds you pleasing. No, not in the building, in him, so he can be in you. Let's talk Jesus. Can you worship him in spirit and truth? Can you truly sacrifice and relate with him? Can you really institute proper worship? Can you understand in Hebrews 1:6, it says, let all worship. John just told you about true worshipers, that we can move in the process. Come on, move in the process tonight. First, to lift your hands and worship him. No, see, your physical hands didn't even have to lift up. We say that in church. Lift your hands, shout. You know, you can do it in the spirit and get the same effects. I'm sorry, did I throw a rock? I didn't throw a rock. I stepped on a toe. I apologize. But just lifting your hands and making a sound in the spirit is good enough, I think. We making noises out here that other people say, oh, he loud. And yes, I am. That's why I go to worship at Hill City, because they loud and they like loud. And I'm loud. But guess what? I have to learn that you have to fit what geograph you're in. You have to fit the right ministry you're at. You can't go to every church doing everything you like to do, because it's not about that. It's about fellowshipping on one accord. And that's true worship. True worship. Heavenly Father God, we thank you tonight for this word. We thank you for guiding us. We thank you for speaking through me, Lord. And we thank you that we receive a rhema word tonight. Oh, no, our lives are already changed. No, yeah, our lives are already rearranged. And yes, our minds are continually transforming. Because we love you and we believe in your word. So have your way. Bless those that were on this broadcast that they have grown. Bless these on this broadcast they have been anointed. Bless those that are under attack right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In all kinds of government positions. All kinds of servicing positions. That right now the Holy Spirit is falling for the right. The Holy Spirit is removing the wrong. The Holy Spirit is revealing the secrets. The Holy Spirit is telling the true story. The Holy Spirit is releasing those that have been in bondage. The Holy Spirit is releasing. Oh, in the name of Jesus, you better believe it. If you know, you better believe it. He's releasing the things that have been locked away. He's giving back the things that have been taken. But it's up to you to believe. It's up to you to achieve. And it's up to you to move. And call it out right now. Call what it is that you've been waiting on. You call it out, and I guarantee it's going to happen. You call it out, and you're going to see it happen. Call it out right now in the name of Jesus. And be free. In Jesus' name. Oh, I'm on this call-out thing tonight. You better call into existence the things that are being held up. And I know it don't make sense to you. And I know it's not what you wanted to see come down. But you better call the real things coming down right now in your life so you can be what God had called you to be. If you got to move for a move, if you got to relocate, relocate. If you got to sit still, sit still. But whatever it is that you have to do, you better do it, and you better do it according to the Lord. Yes, that was my prophetic moment right there. Thank you in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father God. I want to open up the lines right now. If you have a question, comment, need prayer, just want to shoot the breeze with me and talk Jesus, come on, dial one right now. We want to invite you in. We want you to be a part of this broadcast, and we want to hear from you. Minister Terry, I saw you at dial one earlier, but I got started. I'm going to go ahead and bring you in now. Minister Terry, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus.
Good evening, beautiful family and all the listeners. Awesome word, I tell you, man of God. Ooh, yes, I'm calling it out right now. I'm calling it out in faith.
You're supposed to be pulling them down. No, God said for you to pull them down. No.
Oh, I'm pulling them too. Calling them out, pulling them down. In the name of Jesus. Glory
in the name
be to
of
God.
Jesus.
Yes. Pulling them down. Yes. Awesome word, man of God, I tell you.
Amen.
You know
Amen.
What? I was just at the beginning of that worship song, I was just thinking about it. Yes, he is our Prince of Peace.
Yes.
Oh, and I thought about it, that scripture, Philippians 4:7. He gives us peace that surpasses all understanding.
All understanding.
Our hearts and our minds. I know, because when you spend time just with you and him, and I know he has gotten me and still getting me through things that go on in my life. Because I tell you, I can go to him. I can go to him in prayer. I can go to him and just open his word, and it gives me so much peace.
Oh,
this
my God.
This is a peace, Pastor, I couldn't get nowhere else but through the love of God and through his word. We have to just trust. But like you said, we have to believe. We have to just believe in him, because once we believe in him, we can trust him. Trust in
yes.
him with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding. Because
my God.
We get ourselves in so much trouble just by doing it our way. Not by praying, like he say, pray without ceasing. Pray about everything. Pray before you go out and walk out the door. Pray before you get out the bed, you know, because sometimes
right.
you never know. You might not pray while you're in that bed. You can get out and sprain an ankle. So it says pray without ceasing. So you got to wake up thanking the Lord and start praying to him. Because I do. I do.
Constantly,
I
yes.
trust.
First opportunity
Constantly.
I get.
Yeah, first opportunity, but I love what we have to just make sure we have that time allotted where it's just him and I. We have to find us a quiet place, a place where we can, like you said, if you want to worship him loudly, get you somewhere where you can worship him loudly. That's why I like to go out at 4:30 in the morning. I can worship
That's right.
him loud as I want, you know,
yep.
so glory be to God. This has been an awesome word, Pastor E, with John 4:9. You've explained a lot of that. And I thank God that you are my mentor, because you give me confirmation of what, you know, what I'm reading, like you said. And if I don't know, you know I'm going to call you.
Oh, yes. and I'm going to answer.
and I yes. And if I go left or right on something, I know you're going to give me that understanding that I need to receive. Amen.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
Be to God.
Amen. Well, bless
God
you, woman of God.
Mighty man of God.
Can you call me after the show?
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Amen. 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 Anybody else? Go ahead and dial one. Want to bring you in, get you in the conversation. Now, I was told to do an announcement of myself that there is a pastoral anniversary thing for me. Now, I try to stay out of it, but it has been that what I've re-announced it, that tomorrow is actually the 12th of February that we are doing a appreciation for me. On the Prophet's Cause, it will be sharing and doing a little, you know, high five. Thank you, Jesus, for this time and for the years that we've been here on the Now Network through P2P Ministries and in your life. I know that Minister Kim had asked for some offerings to be given. If that's in your heart to do, we appreciate it. Believe me, everything is appreciated. And we're expecting God to do a great thing. I haven't done this, and it's been asked several years, and I've never done it. This time I couldn't get away from it. I tried everything to say no and nah, let's not go there. Come on, what people gonna think? And you know, because I'm really not about what anybody can do for me. But the Bible does, you know, remind us that we need to honor each other, and let's do it now while we can. So, if you want to be a part of that, you can give freely at our website, provoked2000now.com. There is a PayPal link there to give. You can give at on the Cash App. That would be at $PSTR2K1. Again, that would be $PSTR2K1. Or on PayPal, you can search Provoked to Purpose Ministries. Or that email is provoked2000@live.com, and give in any kind of ways those that way. And the smallest to the greatest gift is appreciated. We thank you for everything. But like I said, we will come together again tomorrow night on the Prophet's Closet and take a moment to just say thank you again. But if the Lord is inspiring you to give, please feel free to do so. Amen. Family, we got a couple more minutes. If you wanted to dial one, go ahead. Pastor Dwayne, I'm about to bring you in. But anybody else that has a comment, question, or anything, dial one. Evangelist Virginia, your mail is on the way. I mailed it today. You should have it Wednesday or Thursday. Pastor Dwayne Collins, good evening, man of God. Let's talk Jesus.
Well, good evening, man of God. Let's talk Jesus. I appreciate the download, man, you know, to call it out. You know, call those things that don't even know they are. You know, I appreciate the way you put it, because it's still out there. We just got to grab it.
That's right.
What, God's always a giver. He's never a taker. He's a giver. And one thing he said in there, he said, the woman said, he said, you don't know who you worship, because if you know who you worship, you'd be worshiping me. That's a covenant. That's a relationship. And I like that, bro. I like the way you put that. And so, we have to have a relationship with Him, the Almighty. Not, you know, He didn't say have a relationship with a multitude. He said have a relationship with Him, because knowing Him, you know everything about you. And I just appreciate that. And I'm calling it down. God has put some things in me. He started some when He pulled me out of the streets. When He spoke to me when I was in prison, He started some stuff. I didn't know nothing about I didn't know nothing about Christ. But by being intimate with Him and learning Him, He teach me Him. You know, He teach everything that I need to know about Him. He teach me that. And that's in covenant. So we
that's
got
right.
to have a covenant with Him to have anything. To move forward, we got to have a covenant with Him. Because these are the last days. And He said that there's going to be false teachers, false prophets, false evangelists. They're going to come and say things not of His name. You know, and many are going to be pulled away. So this is the time that we got to have a deep covenant with Him. And I thank the way you share the word of God, man, because you does it for your heart. And it's the heart of Christ. And it's the heart of Christ that grabs His people to repentance. And I just thank you, man, and don't give up, man.
Oh, no, we call it now going forward, bro. It ain't no give up around here. We going forward. Forward, higher.
And, you know, you probably haven't got many souls that call in and told you that you changed, that by through your broadcast they got to meet the Lord and things like that. No, because God gets the increase.
We That's
just
right.
tell a story, we get the increase. But in our day of life, He blessed us to see another day. And that's our blessing there, with our strength and health. And that's what He gives you. He gives you your strength and health. And so material things, He says, seek the kingdom and all these things will be added unto you. We're just seeking the glory of God. And His manifestation take place. So thank you, my brother. I appreciate
man, thank you,
man.
I appreciate yes, you also, bro. That's for real. You and your wife.
Yes,
and tell
sir.
Her she's got to send me that link.
Yeah. I'll make sure we get on that tonight. Since we.
I would have already been on that. All right, man. Bless you, man.
Bless you, man.
Okay, bro. Anybody else? A couple more minutes. We want to we got an opportunity. You want to get in, any prayer, anything. Just want to say hi. Dial one right now. We'll bring you in. If not, we just thank you for the continual support. And that meaning that you being here is important. And hearing from each and every one of you. And knowing, yes, those calls do come through. Not many. But it's the one call that comes through. And be like, Pastor, thank you. Don't stop. Keep going. I don't care if there's nobody on there. I'm there every Monday. I'm there every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Saturday. I'm going to be there, and we're going to continue to do what God has called us to do because this is truly our heart, we want to be obedient. Amen. Family, I love you guys. I truly do. It's not no fake. It's not me just saying it. I'm telling you the truth. But, you know, that's how we are used. We're used by God to trust and love one another and to really, 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 really show that God is moving. So God bless you guys. Join us tomorrow, Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. on the East Coast for the Prophet's Closet. Remember, the topic for tomorrow is it true that once saved, always saved? I've been waiting for this one to come. I cannot wait to give my 2 cents, and I'm going to get it in on the front end with Prophet Dwayne, because we need to keep this real and stop making excuses and stop taking the easy way and thinking that we can keep on messing up. You better hold yourself accountable to be holy. You don't know when he's coming. I want to be the most holy as I can. That's why I'm preparing myself for the place that has been prepared for me. See, when you know that the place – I'm giving away too much. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. You see, I was about to go there. I love you guys. God bless you guys, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, the devil is a liar.
Nah, we're going to go here. And I'm not going to sing it. I'm going to let him sing it. But it's your season. Your season for grace. Your season for mercy. But are you going to call it out? Your season for redemption. Are you going to call it out?
This is my season.
For grace.
For grace.
For favor.
For favor.
This is my season
to reap what I have sown.
Come on, say it like you mean it.
This is my season for grace, for favor.
I love you, God.
Yeah. This is my season to reap what I have sown.
Y'all listen at this. See,
I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. My season for grace, for favor.
It only works when we all do it.
This is my season.
To do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say.
This is my season. For grace.
For what else?
For favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown.
Everything is working together for my good. Hey, church,
everything is working.
Don't feel good. But it's working
for my good.
Say it again, y'all.
Everything is
I need somebody to prophesy.
Don't prophesy. I said he can't live. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You got to say it. Say it.
He's leaning.
In my direction.
In my direction.
Because this is my seed.
For grace.
For favor. Yeah. This is my seed. Come on, y'all.
Do me what I have.
Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth and say, I've got a seed in the ground. And I don't care what your circumstance says, it's already getting better.